Good day. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut. MIOUXNIE. It's been a rough last it's not even been 24 hours. But I just want to get this out because I did a video, but I don't want to post it yet. And right now, what I look like, I did a video last night and broke down, and then woke up this morning with a completely swollen face. And I don't want to cry anymore because apparently this crying is making my whole face swell. So, but through life, I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to learn because there's certain things you cannot run from, that it's just, you have to face it in one way or another. So, this is the way that that I face things, is that I have to talk it through. That's one of my main ways now. Art is definitely another one. Creating somehow is necessary for me to get my feelings out. And so I'm gonna do this without I'm gonna try my hardest to do this without crying anymore. You can tell my voice has dropped like low and stuff. Yesterday I found out that one of my closest cousins passed away, and the last things, one of the last conversations was that I had with him was when my mom was going up there, and I let him know. I was like, my mom's going. He was like, are you? And I was like, I'm not going to be able to. It was like a few weeks before I was moving. And he said, make it happen. And now that I look back at the conversation that I had, like, it literally tears me up. Like, that was, I was supposed to go up there. I was supposed to go this summer, because that's what I had planned. I had planned to go this summer, and I didn't, because of fear. Fear of driving 8 hours by myself, going up north, I had all these different, like, fears in my head. Why? I was fearful. I was just a lot of different things. Just, I would put in my head. Now I'm like, what about, how would my story be different right now if I would have said, like, oh, but I was able to go up there and we were able to spend time with each other. He's been wanting me to get in the studio with him so we could create together. This is the last one we created together. My cousin had a lot of faith in me. He was talking about how so talented I was and that I was going to win and that I just need to believe in myself. He was always pumping me up, always telling me, like, you can do it. You're doing it. If you ever need me, I'm here. day or night. You know it. I love you, Moni. And he was supposed to come visit me, and he was gonna help me to record better. He showed me some things though. Like over the years, he showed me some things, but like I was supposed to go, and I didn't, and that's why like I have to stay moving. I have to keep moving. I can't like keep thinking about it, because every time I start thinking about it, I start crying. And I have like, he wanted me to be successful. He wanted me to make things happen. He wanted me to do shit. He wanted me to put my music out. Me being scared, he wanted me to put it out, whether performing or anything. Like now, I'm really trying to handle it in the best way I can, but like it's still a little bit overwhelming. But I'm saying this because sometimes we miss out on things. And I was just talking about fear on my other podcast, fear. Fear, 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 fear. Fear keeps you from your greatness. Fear keeps you from experiences. Fear keeps you from living life. Fear keeps you... Fear, 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 fear. 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 Fear of what people think. Fear of what people will say. Fear of what might happen. What may happen. What could happen. Probably won't happen. Fear of all kinds of bullshit. And that whole false reality, false appearance, wait a minute, false expectation, something appearing real. It's this false shit, and it appears real. And we don't do shit because of fear. We're scared of everything. And I understand, like, you know, having growing up black, I think black people experience it. And I'm just saying it because I'm saying it. Black people experience it, to me, in my opinion, more so than other races. Am I wrong? I don't know. I may be. I don't have no stats on this shit. But black people experience it because of what we've experienced going out in the streets. Oh, I can't go there. Oh, well, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that. And they experience it with the wrong shit. Okay, well, I know selling drugs is easy, or I know doing this is easy, or, you know, I can do that. But using their brains and their talents, oh, well, I'm not going to make it, or I can't make this happen, or the white man is oppressing and he's going to keep us from doing this, or this and this and this. It's always some fearful shit that keeps us from doing shit. And that's exactly what kept me from going up there this summer. Even though I was going to be moving, even though I had a lot on my plate, I didn't have too much on my plate to take a drive, 8-hour drive, to see my family up there. Now, like, it has me, like, looking at my whole entire, like, all the shit that I've missed out on. Stop missing shit because you're scared of shit. That probably will never happen. Now I'm living in regret. And I'm mad at myself because I'm the one that did it. Like, my cousin meant a lot to me. Like, that side of my family, there are three brothers and a sister. The sister was like my sister. The brothers are like my brothers. The aunt is like my mom. It's like I'm in that family. And then when my cousin died a long time ago, my sis, we were always talking about, like, she was the one I could be my complete self with. I loved my little nanny so much. She's the only cousin that I stayed around while I was, every single time I went up north. She was the cousin that I was always with. I was always with her and my auntie and my boy cousins until they moved out and got, you know, till they had kids and stuff. They came around too, but that's why that's the closest family to me. This is kind of it's a lot because it's hard to take this shit. Like, we were talking about doing music. I mean, we've done music. He sent me beats and stuff. So we did music together. He was giving me, like, insight into the industry because he knows a lot. He knows a lot of people. He's been there. He's done that. He's been performing all over. You know, he's done that. People... And now I feel like I took some of that knowledge for granted. Like some of like my experiences or what I could have experienced with him for granted. I mean, I never would have thought that he would be leaving. One thing that he used to always tell me when we got off the phone, Moni, I love you. I mean, if you need anything, you know, I'm here. Like, he generally had love for me. That family has love for me. And I should have went up there. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, don't live in regret. Like, if you feel that you should do something... The first impulse is usually the one that you should go off of. So yesterday, I was at an event because I recently moved to Greensboro. I was at an event that I was told about 2 days prior because they were like, well, if you want to sell something, just come on out. Doing these events, I already know I'm prepared. I'm prepared to sell, and I'm prepared just in case nothing sells. But I'm prepared to meet people and connections. Connections are everything. All it takes is one connection to get you in a door anywhere. But I was like, yeah, I'm going. I was like, I'm not going to let fear live here anymore, even though my shit's still everywhere as far as my artwork and stuff and my tables and stuff, like how I used to set up, because like, I used to do that on a regular. But I was like, I'm going to bring a little bit of things, a couple of things out there and do that. So I was there, you know, doing my thing. A couple hours pass. And I get this message from my cousin saying that his brother died. And so I'm at the event. I'm like analyzing. If I go home, I'm going to go home and cry, and I don't need to do that right now. I don't need to go home right now. I need to be with this music and try to get some life from this music and dance and take my mind off of it right now. That's what I need to do. Before that, I had canceled because I was supposed to be driving, but I canceled my block for driving because I was like, I want to be here. So I canceled my block for driving and I stayed there. And then I get the text message from my cousin. I couldn't hold it together, so I walked to my car and I sat in my car. Because, I mean, you can't be out. You can't be out looking crazy. Like, and I like to hold it together, so I walk to my car and I try to get as much out as I could. I mean, try to calm down. And then the guy I was with called me and asked me if I was okay. By that time, I had calmed myself down. And I went back out there. When I went back out there, so I was approached by someone asking me what I did. And I told him, well, I'm an artist. He said, visual, music. I said, I do it all. I do music. He's like, why? I was like, it's a way out. He's like, a way out? It was like he was digging. I was like, to express myself, to express my feelings and happiness and pain and visually and musically. And then he was like, the reason why I'm asking is because I just met a lady that is opening a tea bar that would like to have some musicians come and shit, but she can't pay them, and but she just want people to come. He was like, do you have Instagram? Like, so we exchanged information and everything. And then, like, I just started crying, and, like, because he was asked the questions he was asking. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just found out, like, a few minutes ago that my cousin died, and he was the one I was doing music with. He was the one. Like, he was, like, I was considering him, like, part of management and producer. Because, I mean, he's my family. And he was like, I know this is a hard time, but things happen for a reason. I agree. I agree with that. I thought that was ironic. I don't know if my cousin is trying to tell me everything is going to be okay in some way. And still telling me that I got it, but, and then, like, later on, I was shutting down and getting everything together. Because I needed to be out there as long as I could. The last two that came up were two girls. And they were asking about my art, interested about in my artwork. And then I was showing them some stuff, and they were like, we need somebody like you here. I'm like, I halfway know my purpose. I halfway have money to do shit. I feel like I'm supposed to be here. I'm trying to figure everything out. I'm like, how are you over 30 dealing with some shit that you're dealing with? Like, it's damn near sometimes embarrassing. But I guess I did the change later in life. I just want to inspire people's lives to change.
because it doesn't matter when you're inspired to change. It just matters that you do it. Because you can affect people at any age. You just need to, like, walk in your purpose and stop being fearful of what people think. Even of your past, stop being fearful of your past. People allow their past, and whether they're, like, grew up holiness and super Christian-y, because that's my past. Worried about what these preachers and Christian family members will think of me for doing some of the stuff that I'm doing, but it's like it comes naturally, some of these things, and they're not necessarily Christian and not necessarily followable, but I'm just trying to inspire people to be who they're supposed to be. And it may look silly to some people. It may look stupid. It may look ignorant or unstable or perverted. I mean, who knows what people think to some people. It might look like that to some people, but I'm really living in my purpose and I'm living in my dreams. As hard as it may be right now, I know that I'm supposed to be here. But I know that I gotta stop walking in fear. I have to stop walking in fear. Like, taking the move, bringing the move here is one thing. But walking in the doors that open for me is another one, whether I feel like I'm capable or not. God has already equipped me with the capabilities to do it. And if shit fucks up, then I learn from it and continue moving forward. I can't be afraid to fail or afraid to fuck up. I gotta keep moving. And that's what you have to do. Keep fucking moving. Alright, well, I'm about to have my coffee now. I'm about to go make this coffee. I need it. Because I got shit to do. But I hope you have a great day. And I hope you walk in your purpose. Walk in your joy and your happiness and peace and wealth, health, success, and prosperity. And be who God has called you to be as an individual, not who other people have called you to be. You can only be yourself the best way. Follow me on Instagram, Moni, MOUXNIE, Gallery of Moni, Moni Uncut Podcast, Moni.com. I think I'm about to post a whole bunch of artwork on there. Like, because there's so much stuff that I don't have on there. I need to post more artwork. I hope y'all have a great day. It's Moni.